Hawkins becomes a cardboard drone. True to his fashion as Wombat and Possum, Brookings was for a short time Death, destroyer of worlds, in a stylish hat like Oppenheimer after seeing that movie, but he never discovered how to rescue whatever bit of bush he had flattened after so he could sleep on it comfortably again. The cardboard drone seems to suit him better. I helped him make one from recycled letters, and he wears it at a rakish tilt like the Oppenheimer hat, which he retains upon his ears. Better not to question him now whether the catchy story that Australian drones made out of cardboard actually were the destroyers of at least four transport aircraft at Peskov hangars, or whether it was a NATO convenient cover for something more provocative and simpler. It is easier just to use his flying fervour to interest him now in Dead Reckoning. He always brings out the compulsive teacher in me, but doesn't mind a tactful lecture, providing I am the wardrobe dresser for whatever bits and pieces he can discover in the bush and scrabble scratchily together, bringing all such chaos home. I say, the drone you are being here works by a Dead Reckoning system where the current position of any mover can be calculated by its first fix plus estimator of lapsed time, speed and direction to ensure its arrival at its destination. He is such a succinct and satisfied grunter, so pleased with himself and with that pleasure in his pride, that I think no doubter could ever frighten him on the stealthy, smoky danger in the sky that any reckoning obscures. A kamikaze survives for being wrong, despite house odds on the cumulative game, revising the coordinates through pain, reversing their necessity of aim. Some may find then their own way back alone. And some like me may watch the little creature. I continue, but the whole system presupposes error, so one has to guess something helpful in the air. Brookings always values guidance from the stars, says, "Brook, brook, book, book, at the China shelf requires not War and Peace this time, but the chapter in our animal studies book on path integration." I agree, that's right, that's what a dead reckoner is called in animals, and you are the possessor of a really good one, a great pathfinder. No matter where on earth you are or what on earth you decide to wear, you always come back to me in time.